Wow. Shada da 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 bahata. Shada da 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 bahata. Tada bahan tada bah. Tada da bahan tada bah. Tada da da bah. Shada da da bah. Shada da 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 bah. Ratanda la bah. Shada da da bah. Zedebala krantele baba. Ratanda la bah. Hidedebo shanda bada bah. Lebra katanda lebranta la bah. Rapandele baba. Yekidedebo shanda balagata. Lebrantele melebrantele mata. Zatim pala grantele bah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
You are worthy of my praise.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Listen, wherever you are, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, I want you to stay connected. I want you to stay connected. And tonight, your life is going to be transformed in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to put on the page that we have started service, and I want you to...
Thank you for tonight. We pray that let your word come in power. Let your spirit be released and teach us into knowing your truth that will guide us for life. We pray that anointing that make preaching simple yet profound be resident upon my tongue right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Tonight, I'm going to talk about something that is very relevant to church and our life as Christians. Most believers don't know the impact of what they do in church. As a matter of fact, the Bible said in the book of, we are going to take our scripture from the book of Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. And I read it. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by a parable, said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a king, which made a marriage for his sons, and sent forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. That means that it is a typology of what Jesus is trying to portray, is that God sent forth a marriage relationship with his son. That the marriage is the fusion or the union between the church and the son of who is Jesus Christ. So it is God that prepared this marriage ceremony, and he sent forth his servant to go and bid people to come. So the servants are the workers of the ministry, are the ministers of God. They are the workers or the people that work together to make sure that the marriage ceremony is in order between the church and the Christ, who is the bride. Are we together? So he sent forth his servant to go and bid those who have been invited for the wedding to come. Again, he sent forth, but they will not come. They didn't come. They didn't come. So those who were invited, they didn't come. And the master also gave a second opportunity. God is a God of second opportunities. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatting are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servant and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he unto his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. If the Bible is for you, underline. Then said he unto his servant, the wedding is ready, but they that were bidden to come were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid them to the marriage. So those servants went unto into the highway, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in and saw the guests, he saw there a man which had not a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in thither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few have been chosen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we together? Madadadabasha. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Thank you, Jesus. We see a story whereby a king had a ceremony for his child. And in that ceremony, he had already prepared for dinner, and he has already prepared for the party. But he invited a group of people to be part of the party. And when he had invited them to come, they started giving him excuses. People of God, one of the things that we have to be very careful with is that we have to neglect or cancel excuses out of our lives. Most of us, God has prepared a dinner, and in that dinner, he has prepared many goodies to bring unto us, many blessings to release them into our life. Some of us deliverances, some of us insight, some of us direction for life. But a lot of us, when the opportunity comes that God prepares a dinner or a service that he will bless his people with the nutritionists of or with the delicacies thereof,